from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. We're still here at Rockin' Pod 2. And at the table with me is my bodyguard, Joe Pawlak. And he is a big motherfucker. He will kick your ass. We haven't had to fight anybody yet, have we, Joe?
Thankfully, we've just been able to glower at them, and they've stayed in line. So
maybe the two guys who did the fake Twitter will go up there and put a scare into them.
All right. Should we go hunt them down here?
We'll just walk up to them. Here's what we'll do. I'll walk up to them, punch the biggest one in the face, and then you'll come out from behind me and take up for me.
That'll work. We'll have Michael Street stand behind him, and I'll just push him over.
I'll go first. I'll punch him, and I'll run behind you and Michael Street. I'll run, and you guys take care of it from there.
It sounds like this is a tactic you've used before.
Right. No, sounds like a good plan. So how's it going, Joe Paul?
It's great, man. This is interesting, and a ton of different people. And you know how they always say you should never meet your heroes, Michael Butler?
Uh-huh.
Well, I met my hero today.
Who's that?
I was taking a leak, and Ron Keel.
Oh, was he in there?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
You like Ron Keel, huh?
Yeah.
He likes to be people's heroes too, I heard. Did you talk to him in the bathroom?
Well, yeah. You know,
hey,
I'm not
Ron
really...
Keel, your dick is as big as I thought it was.
Yeah. So that was fantastic.
And, did he have a big dick?
I didn't look.
Yeah, I wouldn't have looked either.
I pulled the picture camera out to take a picture, and I guess that wasn't very cool. So
you came from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yep. So got a bunch of buddies in the area, going to hang out with them, and thought, hey, man, why not see the Rockin' Pod Expo?
There you go. What is it, everything you hoped it would be?
And more.
Oh,
and
really?
More, yeah.
What were you hoping it would be?
I thought there'd be more vendors. That was the only thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's interesting.
More vendors and less podcasters.
Yeah, it'd be great if it wasn't for all the podcasters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Rockin' Pod Expo would be great if it wasn't for... That's a quote. The Rockin' Pod Expo would be great if it weren't for all the podcasters. That's a good one.
Oh, now we're going to get in trouble. This was what we said we weren't going to do. So, excuse me while I take a drink of this fine tequila.
I will join you.
Friend. Cheers, friend.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Seventh one of the day is always the best.
I think I'm on eight, brother.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
There you go. So you brought some music we're going to play.
So I brought a little
bit. Oh, by the way, first, thank you for donating to the thing.
My pleasure. I was telling Michael Street, you know, you provide me with more entertainment than you'll ever know. So
we had lunch today.
We did.
What'd you have?
I think I had some catfish.
Well, how was the catfish?
All right, you know.
Yeah, I had gator chili.
Was there venison in there as well?
They said there was gator and venison. All I found was beans, but
okay.
There might have been a piece of gator in there. I don't know. It was all right. It wasn't bad.
And the fried green tomatoes?
They were good.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
They were. I would recommend them.
And the fried pickles?
They were good, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play some music?
Yeah, so who was it that was here earlier today? Greg. Greg Broda.
Greg Brofer.
Yes. So I talked to him for a little bit, and he had to run. But he made a request.
Okay.
So I said, Greg,
did he pay you?
No.
He didn't pay you for playing the music?
I'm a human, humanitarian.
Because I always charge. Wait, I won't play anything unless
Well, yeah. So I said, well, I'll play one for you on my show. So, or my co-host, your
What
show.
Are we calling this episode?
You're
going to be the name of your new podcast.
Who What's the fuck is Michael Butler?
Okay, we'll call it that.
All right. So he wanted something off the first Cheap Trick album.
Uh-huh, okay.
So
did he request a specific song, or you picked? It was
nope.
A dealer's choice.
Nope, it was his pick. So I did not spin the wheel of the iPod.
You didn't spin the iTunes wheel?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. Nope. So Cheap Trick, first
All
album.
Right. Sounds good.
You ready?
What song?
He's a Whore.
My favorite one. That's not my favorite. It's one of them.
Yeah. So
sounds good. Hit the play button. You're the DJ.
Here we go.
And with the face I should hold stop to look her in the eye.
Yeah, the mics are still live. It's okay, though. I can't figure out how to turn them down because I brought the wrong cable. There you go.
Nice.
Are you married, Joe Paula?
Nice. I am married. Why do you ask?
You got kids, too? I'm just trying to find out more about Joe Paula.
I have two that I'm aware of.
Uh-huh. And how old are they?
Excuse me while I open this fine Tecate.
Ninth one of the day. Always the best.
Always the best, brother. Oh, wait. Hold.
There you go.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Two kids. And so my daughter's 16, so
she is
my concert buddy.
Uh-huh. So what does she like? What's she like to hear?
Her first show when she was 13, the Stones were in Milwaukee.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know, my dad never took me to concerts, so that was pretty freaking cool, and she loved it. And so we've seen Iron Maiden together. We saw Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament a couple of weeks ago.
She likes that kind of music?
She does.
Oh, really?
She digs the hard stuff. So it's cool, you know, because you look for commonality with your kids.
Yeah, I used to go to... My daughter and I would go to concerts and Giants games together all the time.
And we do a ton of baseball as well, too. So
enjoy it while it's here, because she's going to find a boyfriend and go get married, and you're never going to see her again.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I miss my daughter every day. I wish she was still here.
Yeah. Well, weren't you going to move up by where they are? Is that not what I heard?
No, that's not that close. Okay. We were going to move up in the mountains, but not near them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. She was my... We went everywhere together, so now I got to go by myself or with David Benda.
Yeah. So, no, but I do love it because, you know, we're going to go see Metallica. We saw your favorite band, the Foo Fighters, last year.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I didn't do a show review on that one for you. I didn't think
that's
that
all right. I saw the Foo Fighters. They're okay.
It's just so damn long. It's 3 hours.
Oh, they
show.
Play 3 hours long, too? Yeah. That's a little long.
We had to drive back an hour and a half at 1 a.m. and on a school night. So, but yeah, it's good.
Well, how far do you have to drive to the show?
Well, in Milwaukee, so that's close. But this was in Madison, so it was down the road a little bit. So
how far? Like 2 hours? I can't drive that far to a show.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I was going to have her drive, but I had her sleep. So it's nice to have a designated driver.
Oh,
to go
she
to
doesn't
shows
drink.
As well.
She's
16.
Uh-huh.
I hope. Well.
Yeah, well, you never know. But at least she's not drinking around you, so and she knows how to drive.
Yeah, yeah. So my son's a freshman. He's into sports, basketball, baseball, all that good stuff. So
I'm looking around. There's a podcast. All the dudes are...
See, now this is where you
semi-obese,
get in trouble, brother.
And they're eating McDonald's. I need a picture of that.
There's a few.
I'm going to take a picture.
A few more skinnier people than I expected after the podcast review last year. So,
The girls behind us, the music and stuff, they're popular with the rock bands who are coming through here.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It can't. It's, they probably are very interesting. Enough of that. I'm
not that there's a lot of females here, but I was actually surprised as many
No, they're
as
very, were. Very cute girls.
Yes, without a doubt.
All right, so what are we going to play? More music?
So,
anything you want to talk about.
I have questions for you.
Sorry to interrupt you. This is your show,
yes.
Joe Pollack.
Yes. So here are my questions. So the first question, who the fuck is Michael Butler?
Some asshole doing a podcast. A misunderstood asshole. And introverted.
You're not that introverted. I don't think you're that introverted.
No, I'm pretty shy. My heart has been pounding most of the day today. Like, I am like having anxiety attacks all day today.
Really?
I'm hiding.
It doesn't
hiding
look
them.
Like it. You're doing a great job.
I feel like I'm ugly. Yeah, I don't want to get into my shrink chair, but it's not good.
Well, again, you know, on a scale of, you know, nine.
Well,
know,
in comparison, I'm probably one of the better looking guys.
See?
But there are some younger bands who are here talking to the Muses and Stuff podcast who are way better looking than me. So.
Well, you know. That's all right. Like I said at that Slayer show, you know, I made me feel like a very handsome fellow, so that was fantastic.
Yes, exactly.
So here's
although there were no girls at the Slayer show to be compared.
There were, but
Oh, they looked as bad as the dudes.
Not a lot of teeth.
Oh, really? Nice.
Kind of scabby.
Yeah. When I was on tour with Exodus, my wife never had to worry about me cheating because there's not very good pickings, and you know, on a metal tour.
No, I wouldn't imagine so. So wait, I've got another question here. Now this is submitted from
the
audience.
Oh, you wrote
audience.
This down.
Oh, I did, because I wanted to remember. So this was submitted from the audience. And the
what
question
audience?
Is, someone I talked to earlier today here, and they said...
Oh, you talked to them here.
I talked to them here today, and they wanted me to ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
How did you get your elbows and knees covered in poison ivy?
Was that John? I used to go to the roller skating rink. As a matter of fact, Johnny Van Zant used to play, his band used to play at the roller skating rink all the time. They were called the Austin Nichols Band. Now he sings for Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know the answer to this question. It's not that great of a story, but I was making out with some chick out in the woods, and then a few days later, my whole body was covered in poison ivy or poison oak, whatever it was. And I still had to go back to the skating rink because that's where we hung out at the skating rink. So I have oozing pus arms, you know, and I didn't want the girls to see me with oozing pus arms. So I wore like a long sleeve shirt and unbuttoned it. And they made me take, the people at the skating rink wouldn't let me wear that long sleeve shirt because the tails, it was untucked and it was, quote, dangerous on the, so, yeah, it... I don't think I ever saw that girl again after that. She was a fun girl.
Was she afflicted as well with the same...
I don't know. I never saw her again, but
all right.
She was cute.
Yeah. No, it was great to meet your stepdad. John's
fantastic.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy.
So I asked him for that question, so he gave it to me. What's going on behind me? You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. They're taking pictures with the young dudes.
Are they? Should we go during the just right now, you and me, and just, you know...
Cock blocking?
Blast it up. All right, next one. All right, here's another question. I asked you that earlier.
Now, Michael Street asked this one?
No.
Or John?
No, I actually asked you this one during lunch, but I'd asked you about the difference between a rocker and a roller.
Oh, yeah, because I had, when we, Casey and I interviewed Wildlife, and I asked about one song, it was, that's more of a roller. We're doing mostly rockers. Yeah, roller is more of a pop sounding tune, but I never knew it called that either. But I guess that's the what the kids nowadays call them. Which I like the phrase.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a roller fan myself.
And I'm more of a rocker.
I guess more like the Bay City Rollers. I guess that's the deal.
Okay, so as you know, I'm more of a metal guy. But
are you? I didn't know.
The Anthrax shirt.
As you listen to a Rock and Roll Geek Show, and I hardly play any metal.
Well,
so.
That's what I'm saying. That's the great thing about this is because you're exposing me to a ton of different things. But in your opinion, if there were a Mount Rushmore of metal singers, okay,
uh-huh.
So who would...
Metal singers?
Metal.
Uh-huh.
Not rock and roll, because you've talked about your top five over a bit. But who would be the four top metal singers?
Well, Ozzy's not my favorite singer, but he's probably got the most original voice, so I guess he'd have to be on it, obviously. Then it'll be Dio, obviously. Okay. Rob Halford. Mm-hmm. How many are on there?
So it's three.
How many shows are supposed to be? Four or
four.
Five?
It's the Mount Rushmore.
And then four for me would probably be Ian Gillan.
Ian Gillan?
Yeah.
All right, it's going back a little bit.
I'm not a huge metal fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, as far as metal goes, it might. If I thought about it, I'm sure I could probably think of somebody else. But
the
I like
classic voice.
So I like Ian Gillan.
I do too. I do too. So my list would be Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, see? Yeah, he should be up there.
All right. So Rob Halford.
Even though Bruce Dickinson doesn't have that great of a voice, but he's still got his voice is perfect for Iron Maiden.
It's absolutely perfect for what they do. Yeah. And then, what did I say? Halford, Dickinson, and Dio. Ronnie James Dio. So that would be, oh wait, that's three. You know who the fourth would be?
Go ahead. The singer for Anthrax?
No. That would be
this guy.
Udo Dirkschneider.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Udo Dirkschneider.
Is that what we're hearing now?
That is.
Is this on Udo Solo? This
no.
Is this Seth?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. I like it, Chef. I like Udo.
Fast as a shark.
Oh, yeah. I love this song. You see check out. I'll save it for after the song. You know what's good about Accept is you can sing along to their songs. You know, I had an Accept album in my top 10 of one of the years I did a top 10 list of the albums of the year, and Accept was on it.
Was that was with the Replacement?
Yeah, with whoever they have now.
That guy. There.
Yeah, but Udo's great.
And I was kind of half joking. You know, he's not the greatest voice.
It's good. Balls to the Wall, great album.
That's podcast humor.
Is that?
And I learned that here
I'm
today.
I'm laughing like a podcaster,
too, as you can tell. I learned that here from all the fine podcasts.
The good thing about Accept is you can accept Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. You can sing along to their choruses. That's what you want in a metal band.
Well, and seeing that rolls into a lot of the stuff that you listen to, right? So I don't like the scream. I like songs,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I want things
Even Fast as a Shark is a song.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got dual guitars. I've always been a huge dual guitar guy. So that's why I love, you know, Priest and Maiden. You know, southern rock bands, right? Love the dual guitar. So that was a good dual guitar solo in that one. So that was good. So here's what I how much time?
If Joe Doobie comes here, we'll pause it, and then after Joe Doobie's done, we'll continue it.
Okay.
And I'll just have to piece it together and post, as they say.
Yeah. So Michael Street and I were talking earlier about, you know, how new music. You know, what are the kids listening to? Where's the new music for the next generation? Who's doing it? So as all our guys, that's why I'm seeing a ton of shows, because, shit, man, everybody's dying, getting older, not playing anymore. So where's the new music coming from? The younger generation.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to it. I just pay attention to what I like. So
if you were told you could not listen to another record that was made after 1985 for the rest of your life, you'd be cool?
There's plenty of good current bands out right now. Everybody says rock and roll is dead. There's plenty of bands out there. Michael Street gave you a whole list of bands that you probably never heard of, right?
Yeah, but they're, the Biters, right?
Yeah.
But they're current, but they're not like kids bands, right? They're not like
I don't know any kids. There's that Greta Van Fleet kids, but I'm not on board with Greta Van Fleet. I don't have anything against them, but I think the kids like them, maybe.
So that was part of my story. So my daughter, 16.
She liked Greta Van Fleet?
Loved it.
Really?
She showed up at noon, waited till 10 o'clock to get second row. And she said the guitar is shredded, the drummer was great. Like, they were all fantastic.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, they sell out in like minutes, right?
They do. You can't get a ticket to their show.
That's crazy.
So
good for them.
So out in the Bay Area, do you have like local younger bands that are coming
up? Nah. Not real. Well, there's some metal bands out there. Like, there's this band called Hellfire. But I don't keep up with that scene, so I don't know. It's not... I'll listen to what I listen to. I'm as an older man than you. I don't really listen to the kids' bands. But.
Well, and that's what I like this show, is because it's like... You're like my older brother that had all the cool records. And I'm like, you know, discovering things that I didn't even know existed. So, or deeper cuts, like, so Alice Cooper, right?
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the Dennis Dunaway audiobook, which is fantastic.
You got to get the first four Bob Ezrin produced Alice Cooper albums. Those are essential.
Yep.
There's certain albums that you have to own.
And even Cheap Trick. Even Cheap Trick. Like, I knew Cheap Trick, obviously, but now I'm like digging deeper into it. So it's like
you'll
getting
like
new
them
music.
A lot more after you dig deep into
yes.
it.
Yes.
That's why Cheap Trick is my favorite band.
I totally agree with that. So, all right, what's going on?
They're interviewing these kids.
Yeah.
So cute.
Are they? This is great podcasting right here.
Yep.
All right. So how can we reach you, Michael?
Is that it? No, you got more songs, right?
I do. And I actually, it may not be a fan favorite, but...
There's a lot going on in this. This is like... It's really busy here. A lot more busy than it was last year.
Well, the way you portrayed it last year, I'm like...
Last year was way different.
What kind of new hell am I getting myself into? But
this is a lot better than it was last year. Chris did a lot better of a job this year.
I think it's great. So, it's a ton of work, man. So, hats off to Chris. So, did a great job. All right. So, we were just talking about new bands. So, I might as well go ahead and play one off the band that you're not really into.
Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah, it's the latest one.
What is this, their single, or they have? I'd like to hear something that I've never heard from them.
This is their brand new one that just came out off the new album. I don't know when that's going to come out, but it's called When the Curtain Falls.
Okay, I don't think I've heard this.
All right, we'll give this a shot. What do you say?
All right. Well, I'll give it a score on the.
Let's do that.
All right.
Will you?
A half or a plus one or a zero.
And remember, Billy Squire, when he came out, everybody said he sounded exactly like Led Zeppelin too.
Oh,
right?
Is that what they said? Okay.
To the stroke, man. That's...
So this one sounds like Led Zeppelin, too.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm not saying that. All right, that's what
I'll give it a plus one or a half or a zero.
All right, you let me know. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. the bass line.
I'll save it for after the song. The bass, they're obviously great musicians. They know how to play. The singer, something, you okay with a beer? You okay?
I could always use another one, Michael Butler.
The singer, something about that, it, to me, it lacks authenticity.
Okay.
It seems like they haven't lived. Like I said before, there was a, you know, everybody says, oh, they're great because they're kids.
Yeah.
There was a band in 1980, there were kids that were younger than Def Leppard. Or, excuse me, I just said the name. Okay. They were younger than Greta Van Fleet.
Right.
And they already had two classic albums under their belt. They're great musicians. I give it a half. The thing about Robert Plant, though, I'm not a Led Zeppelin fanatic, but he also sang lower register as well. You know,
he just stays.
You know, that's, yeah. Plus, he wears Birkenstocks on stage.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks right now, Michael Butler.
You're not in Greta Van Fleet. Well, if you were on stage.
They asked me.
If you were on stage rocking out, would you be wearing Birkenstocks?
Hell no.
You'd be wearing Crocs, right?
Or galoshes.
All right. Well, you know, I'm obviously in the minority because they sell out in seconds.
I love it. This, see, that's the beauty, right? I mean,
yeah,
everybody
right.
has like
they
this,
don't suck.
They don't like
the chorus was catchy.
Yeah, no.
Decent song.
Well, and because of you, I listen actually to bass lines and the Dennis Dunaway. Like I've been like trying to.
Yeah, Dennis Dunaway. This kid's no Dennis Dunaway.
Well,
but he's
obviously,
good.
Obviously. But
yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it's cool to see my daughter excited
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm glad she's excited about somebody.
Age,
you know, she'll branch. She'll veer off and find some other good bands.
Well, hopefully they come along, right?
Yeah. I don't like, I'm not like Eddie Trunk. I don't hope that they have massive success because the door needs to be kicked open, so we need to get rock back in the mainstream. I don't give a shit if rock is back in the mainstream. I'm just fine listening to music we listen to. To me, it's in the mainstream because that's all I listen to. But, all right, well.
So I've got a buddy that I work with, and he came of age during the 90s, and he gives me, you know, a hard time about 80s metal. And what I told him is like,
the 90s rock sucked.
Well, yes.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you like them, don't you?
All right, that's a good show. Man.
That's okay.
No, but in the 80s, remember
Joe
when
Pollack no longer listens to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Oh, well.
This is only the fifth reason why I'm not, but that's okay. But in the 80s, like, guys and girls, you'd go to concerts, you know, hair metal, whatever it was, but, like, it was mixed. Now you go to rock concerts and 80% dudes. So somehow women have to be pulled back into rock, yeah, in my opinion.
But I've been to plenty of rock shows where there's lots of girls at. I even went to see Pat Travers.
Rick Springfield.
Exactly. And Rick Springfield's good, and it's all women. So,
yeah. But that's the exception to the rule.
I wish the kid in Greta Van Fleet would grow his hair out long. Okay. And the bass player would put some shoes on.
All right.
But other than that, they're great.
Other than they suck, they're great.
No, they don't suck. They clearly don't suck.
No, it's just kind of fun. I like the newer thing. Yeah. It's okay.
The people are excited about them, so that's good.
Yeah, so. But nostalgia, right? So that keeps us from, that's the best and the worst thing about music.
It's not nostalgia to me.
No, but when you listen to a song, it
yeah, it brings you back to a time. Yeah, sure.
13-year-old Michael Butler bedroom, right? You're looking at the posters on your wall.
Yes.
You're looking at, you know, the album covers.
Yeah, stars, the guys who were coming over here in a few minutes.
Is that so what posters were on the 13-year-old Michael Butler bedroom wall?
Aerosmith.
Okay. So we're talking what?
Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, Cheap Trick.
Okay.
Still what I have on my posters on my wall.
Fantastic. You're allowed to keep those in the bedroom?
No, I don't have. Well, they're in my office.
Okay.
I have a closet where I do the podcast. Yes. It's the size of a closet, yes, right next to the bathroom.
Would I fit in there if I came out? Would I actually physically?
I'd have to clear some shit off the floor, but you'd fit.
Okay. And unfortunately, I was going to bring some WD-40 for you to put on that squeaky chair.
Yeah, okay. I know. Are you the one who said you complained about it?
I'm not complaining about it.
Are you the one who sent the email about the squeaky chair?
No, I did not.
Because Michael Street heard me piss in the cup during the Dennis Dunaway.
Yes.
Yeah, I know I should. It's not the chair. It's the keyboard that goes underneath my desk. It slides out.
So maybe if you tighten the screws on there?
Yeah, maybe I'll try it if I get around to it.
Right.
But in the meantime, I'll just keep squeaking. It doesn't matter to me. Exactly. It's not for everybody.
All right. So another question I had. Why Tecate?
Because you can get a 30-pack at Safeway for $20.
So it's the price.
And I like the taste of it because it's light.
Actually, the...
It's light and crisp. Yes.
The 10th Tecate of the day.
Oh, look at you. It's light and crisp, and it tastes good, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't like Pabst Blue Ribbon. Right. I can't drink it. I get a headache.
We drink a lot of that in Milwaukee.
We had Milwaukee's Best.
The Beast.
That was like $5 a 12-pack or $3 a 12-pack when I was younger.
Well, Hams. So we had a lot of hams back in the day.
Goebel, is that from Milwaukee?
I don't know. I don't know if that was or not. But Blatt's.
Oh, yeah, we
that
have
was
laughs.
Popular.
Yeah. This is better than all
Red,
that,
White,
yeah,
and Blue?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Drury's?
Don't know that one.
That's old school right there. The old man used to drink the Drury's in the returnable bottles.
Schlitz. Schlitz malt liquor. I used to drink that because Eddie Van Halen drank it.
That'll get you where you're going a little bit quicker.
Oh, yeah, get your girl in the mood quicker. That's what Ice Cube says.
Well, you know, and many of my dates loved the taste of Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or Old English.
It must have been some good-looking guys.
Wild Irish Rose or Boone's Farm.
Oh, yeah, I used to drink Boone's Farm. Oh. I puked up many a Boone's Farm in my day.
The lovely pinkish hue.
Oh, yeah. Drank plenty of that. And the concert parking lot, I'd puke on Boone's Farm all the time.
Good times. Good times. So this has devolved into drinking with Butler. I hope you guys are enjoying this. So, all right, so... One of my favorite episodes you've done was the review of the Judas Priest album.
Uh-huh.
Unbridled enthusiasm. I don't know. Was that an especially good day for you? Because it was like...
Oh, because I liked it a lot?
Well, no, you were just like into it.
It was great. Yeah, I liked it.
I left
it was
my
a good
ass
album.
Off.
And I wasn't trying to be funny. I didn't even know it was funny. But
no, your enthusiasm was infectious. Wow, this is fantastic. So I got it the next day.
Oh, you went and bought it. There you go. Yes. Hear that? Judas Priest. You know, I interviewed Richie Faulkner. I probably told you this already. The guitar player for Judas Priest.
You did?
I went and interviewed him. I forgot to hit record. So I had to reenact the interview. And I played the part of Richie Faulkner and me.
Which episode was that? I got to go back and listen to that one.
Shit, I don't know. Just look for Richie Faulkner interview or fake interview or something. I don't know.
No, but I'm glad I stumbled across the Rock and Roll Geek
Show. How'd you stumble across it?
So I listened to Eddie Trunk, and I wanted some more music podcasts to listen to, and I just went into the podcast thing and said Rock and Roll Podcast.
In iTunes?
In iTunes.
And it came up, huh?
It was like the second or third
one.
Oh,
really? There you go. How about
but
that?
But then it said, so this was the selling point, which is so funny. It said former Exodus bass player, and I'm like, wow.
I wonder how it's. I wonder who put that description up, because it's not me. I didn't put that description up.
I have no idea. Huh. I have no idea. So
I've never even asked for any iTunes reviews. I keep forgetting.
All right. Well, let's review. Please, everybody out there, thanks for your contributions and donations
to
the show.
There you go. Go ahead. Sell it.
Make sure
sell it,
you
Joe Paul,
five-star rating and say, I love Michael Butler.
Or put a one-star rating and say he's an asshole.
And make sure to
that'll
send an email
too.
To rockandrollgeek.
Yeah, put that in the subject line.
Gmail.com.
Put in the subject line, I gave a one-star review to the Rock and Roll Geek Show on iTunes because he's an asshole.
And those dickweeds that he brings on the show that give money to co-hosts are even horrible.
Put that in the subject line.
More horrible. Excuse me while I take a sip of this fine tequila.
I'll join you.
Thank you.
You know what's going to happen when Joe Doobie from Stars gets here? I'm going to have to use the bathroom.
Well,
so
there's
save
a,
one of
is
these
there a
cups.
Yeti cup down here somewhere or something you can use?
I might have to.
Michael Street, he can help us out.
All right, so you want to play another tune? They're supposed to come in 2 minutes.
All right, so
How much? If we run out of time, we can always resume it too. But
no, we're good, man. This is fantastic. It's great
Joe
to
Pollack,
meet you.
Joe Pollack, you're going to stick around and drink some more beer, right?
Maybe for a little bit. But,
right, where you got to go?
I've got stuff to do, man.
What do you got to do?
I got friends in town here.
Why aren't they here?
Well, because it's only podcast here.
They don't like podcast people.
Yeah.
So you so your friends are in Nashville right now?
They are in Nashville.
You're going to take off?
Yeah.
All right, well,
in a little bit.
You stick around for the Stars panel.
We've been hanging all day. I mean, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. Your stepfather is
he's a nice guy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah. I like John a lot. It was good to meet him and Michael Street and Greg Brophy. Yeah.
Brofer.
I'm sorry. It must be the 10th to come.
By the way, thank you, Greg Brofer, for the Brofer for the donation. He donated $20 while he was here. I appreciate that, Greg Brofer.
Glad to meet him. Yeah, good dude. Good dude. And actually a ton of great people here. So Sinzak did a great
There's
job.
At least three great people here. You, Michael Street, and John.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I agree with that.
All right.
Bullshit.
Are you glad you came to this thing?
Yeah, no, actually, it worked out well for me because, like I said, I got friends in the area, so I could kind of put it all in. But, yeah, no, we've had it's actually, I think, way better than initially
It would have been exciting described. If somebody wanted to start a fight, but.
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
Were you hoping to fight?
I'm ready. Well, dude, I'm always willing.
All right, you like to fight?
No, not really.
You like to throw down?
No.
That's my problem is I can't back down. If somebody starts some shit, I'll jump up and fight him, and I'm not that big. I'm not the wrong size to be standing up for myself.
I don't think I've been in a fight since high school.
I have been.
Have you?
I didn't start it, but.
But you finished it.
It was an old man. A guy threw the first punch.
Well, you knocked his walker out of the way, and then you went after him.
Those old crippled guys.
Get out of here. I don't know. I got a bunch of stuff. I don't know what I could play us out to.
Because
I was told
pick one.
What
spin
not
the wheel.
To play.
Well, you told not to play. Who told you not to play something?
People that are here.
You can play anything you want.
Well, I went through with a bunch of stuff. So here's a band in college. So I college radio I did. You never know it now from the level of professionalism or lack thereof. But there was a band we got a CD from at the college radio station. It was Tragically Hip.
Uh-huh.
And somebody had talked to you, 2 years ago, I think.
That's right, when they were doing the farewell concert because he was dying.
Yes, so Gordy died, and I don't know, did you ever listen to any of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I played some when he was...
What did you...
I liked it.
Okay. So my favorite song by them is New Orleans is Sinking.
Okay.
So did you hear that one?
I think so.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you all the songs.
Okay.
You want to play it? Play it.
Should I pick a
more
obscure track?
No, play New Orleans is Sinking.
All right. Tragically Hip.
Yeah, I think I played this. I like this.
Well, I'm trying to bring something new and interesting to the show.
Good guitar.
The blue on the street, loose and complete under skies, so smoky blue. dream. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't wanna swim.
Minute and 49. You think I can make it back? I'm going to try.
Yes.
You take over the show if I'm not back.
Sounds good, buddy. Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. We've lost Michael Butler, but joining me as co-host on this episode is Michael Street. Michael Street, how are you?
I don't know if I should be doing this.
Just in time.
That was fantastic.
That was a great song. You were pissing the first half, and I was pissing the second half.
Fantastic. And that's podcast professionalism
there
right there. So,
that's
hey,
the pros
I think it's about time, isn't it?
All right. Joe Pawlak?
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you in a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere, okay?
See you, brother.
All right. Joe Pawlak, before we were so rudely interrupted by stars... Where were we?
I don't remember. I was going to ask you if you'd ever played with Vanilla Ice.
Funny story about that. No.
Have you ever been on a bill with Vanilla Ice?
I think we have, as a matter of fact. Vanilla Ice, we played this building with the band DOA. American Heartbreak played with this band DOA from Vancouver.
Okay.
And that was in the basement of a building.
Oh, thank you.
That was in the basement of a building, and Vanilla Ice was playing upstairs the same time we were playing in the basement with DOA.
Okay. So that's the story.
Somebody really told you to ask that?
Yeah.
Huh. That's good knowledge. I'm now sucking on a lozenge, which I should not be doing.
Well, because you've got a big...
out of my mouth.
So you've got the big... So are you going to record the stars?
I hope
on
somebody
the stage?
Is.
Okay.
I want to blast music before it starts, so I got to give this guy this flash drive, too. I don't know who I'm supposed to give it to.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up then?
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. How can we get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me at the Rockin' Pod 2.
How about Rockin' Pod 3?
I know. Look at that. Look at that guy. Are you serious? He's wearing a dress, Michael.
That's the guy who made the fake Twitter account.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's the guy who made the fake Twitter account. No, now he's going to sit on the stage with those girls. He's going to sit on the same booth.
Oh,
fouling up their booth.
Well, at least the other guy has a Napalm Death shirt.
He looks like a fucking moron. I think I could take him.
Well, if we want to do what we talked about before, where you kind of stand behind me, we can do this.
If he's listening to this, he'll probably come out to San Francisco to try to kick my ass. But I can take him. I'm not worried about it.
Well, I've got a lot of frequent flyer miles.
I'll call
if you.
You
need me,
I'll call you. You can crash in my house.
I'd be happy to.
All right.
Fish tacos?
Sure, I'll make them. I'll catch some fish and we'll have some fish tacos.
Sashimi?
Hopefully I'll have to catch some salmon. We'll have some sashimi.
What about the mystery sea bass?
Hopefully I'll catch another ocean whitefish. We'll have some sashimi. Sounds good.
That would be good. I'm in.
All right.
So, should I play one more song?
If you want to.
Roll us out?
Sure.
Well, I'll play songs all day. Dude, we could have a five-hour episode.
I got a half hour before the thing. I should probably go prepare in 15 minutes, so.
Makeup, hair, all that?
No, I got to give the guy the flash drive, sit backstage and have a panic attack and maybe piss.
You got this, man. You're the best. Come on, you're a pro. You're on the stage all the time.
I'm nervous. Believe it or not, I'm fucking nervous.
But you just talked to those guys.
It's not just the people in the audience that I'm nervous about.
Well, remember the advice that they gave to Marsha Brady.
What
was it, Jan Brady?
What was it, imagine they're in their underwear? Seen these guys?
Okay, that bad advice. No, you're on the stage all the time, man. You do great. You do fantastic.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, should I go through the things?
Yeah,
that can
tell
happen?
Me what's Possibly. The worst thing that can happen.
Well, they could say, fuck you, Michael Butler. That's the dumbest question that anyone has ever asked me. I can't believe that, and I refuse to answer it. Storm off the stage and leave.
That's not the word. That's not so bad.
Okay. Well, handguns are banned, so you're good there, so you should probably make it out alive. I don't know. Oh.
You like another Tecate?
Well, you know, I 10's enough. 10's enough.
You want number 11?
Lucky number 11?
Yeah, go ahead. You can't. How can you refuse? Be part of the in crowd.
You're an enabler, Michael Butler.
That's right. We'll be a chicken.
Nah, dude, you'll do fine. I've seen these other folks up there. I almost said a bad word. But these other folks up there, they did good. You're way more skilled than half these guys.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, like most things in life, it's worth thinking about. It's worth thinking about. Yes. Once you're doing it, it's fine. You got this.
Don't forget to give me the beers to bring to Chalky.
Oh, shoot. Yes, I will do that. I will go out there. So just wrap them up in. I hope he wants. Does he want a 6-pack, 12-pack? Can you take a case back?
No, I can't bring a case back. I don't know if I can bring a 6-pack back, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll give you a couple bottles.
All right.
You can do that.
Sounds good.
All right, brother.
I'm going to go throw up.
Okay. Well, the advice that I have for you is from the immortal Lemmy Kilmister.
Okay.
You got to live to win, Michael Butler.
All right.
You got to live to win.
Also, Paul Stanley gave that advice.
Is that right?
Live to win. Live to win.
I don't think it's
hold on a second. The producer's problem. I unplugged it. I forgot. Sorry. So unprofessional of me. How dare
I tried to cue it up. I was going to go right
now. What advice did Lemmy give you?
I think he gave it to all of us.
Okay.
Actually, from the Ace of Spades album, everybody knows all the hits, but this is the one I like the best. I had the cassette with a little leather thing around it. So
yes.
This was a great one. Live to win.
Live to win.
Thank you, Michael Butler.
Thank you, Joe Paul.
You're the best. That Punky Meadows is really handsome.
Yeah, so you walk by it.
That Frank Dabino is a really handsome guy.
Yeah.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.